Both teams deserve a lot of credit there. I think Worcester for bossing the game. I think we got a big score on the board and made them follow on. But also you've got to take your hat off to the opposition. Sussex, they dug deep. They made life very difficult for us. You know, we'd really tried as hard as we could with the ball. Couldn't fault the efforts of the bowlers or the fielders. But it wasn't to be. We went through quite a lot of overs there in the field, and there's a few tired and sore bodies in the dressing room. But as I mentioned to them, if we keep working as hard and trying as hard as we have in this game, then we'll get some reward down the line, definitely.
It looked as if one time, with all due respect, when Darryl came on, as if you thought this ain't going to happen, but he took the wicket and you were back in it.
Well, no, Dave, you should know with all your years of watching cricket and your experience of cricket that an occasional partnership breaker can do a job, and Mitch is that type of bowler. He came on to get us a wicket, and he got that, and he broke the partnership, and off we went again.
Matt Henry, I thought perhaps his best bowling performance for you today. The figures might not reflect that, but he bowled really well today.
Yeah, he tried his hand, like all the bowlers did. It's unfair, really, to just sort of pinpoint him out of the same bowlers and the spinners. But, Matt's tried wholeheartedly to get a stack of wickets for us. And you know what, he's put in some sterling work, and I think today was probably, you're right, I think his figures were poor, but the way he's bowling now, there's a big hole around the corner, and all you can ask of is his effort, and sadly for us, Sussex fought back well, but brilliant to see our lads trying as hard as they do, and I'm very proud of them, because you know there's a lot of other teams just throwing the towel and go through the motions. We try to the very, very end there.
You got Taylor, then you got Machin, but they were just sticking, weren't they? Just a little bit too long for you.
Well, they both got 50s, didn't they? So, by the time that they'd got those 50s, it meant that they were a little bit safer. But even towards the end there, you know, when everybody was looking at the scoreboard trying to do the sums, and it looked like it could have been a 20-over match for us, and we'd have rejigged our order and we could have had a bit of fun at the end. But, you know, that wasn't to be. And it, to me, it was a great advert for four-day cricket. It was really, really fiercely contested, and it was tough cricket. And it went all the way to the end there. So, you know, it was terrific. It's a shame that these four-day games are reduced from 16 to 14, because there's some good cricket.
The pitch lasted up well in the end. It looked as if yesterday they might get a little bit more uneven bounce, but it didn't really happen.
Yeah, I think day two we had more uneven bounce than day four, which is strange, but preparing wickets and how they react often is strange, and you think you're an expert, but you're certainly far from it. The wicket seemed to get a little bit better today. I can't remember too many balls that really rolled, certainly off the seamers. I think the spinners got another one or two to roll, but the seamers, it didn't really go low as much as we thought it would do. You know, we expected quite a few LBWs and the ball shooting on the ground, but it wasn't to be. You know, maybe there's a few things that we can think about with the wicket in preparation, but Tim's once again done a fine job, and he's produced a terrific four-day pitch.
Looking ahead, T20 starts on Friday. You're just putting up on the board your T20 practice, so you'll be into that tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be a light day tomorrow, though. These lads have just had 2.5 days in the field, so they're pretty cooked, to be honest. So it'll be a light day. It'll be, but definitely getting our heads around the T20 game. The nature of county cricket is that you jump from suddenly you're playing another format of cricket, but that's something that all the teams have to get used to. And even though we're in and we're practicing, it'll be quite a light session, and it'll be very much just trying to nail a few skills, and certainly the bowlers will be putting the feet up.
Mitchell Sattner obviously comes into your team on Friday, gives you a different sort of a side, different sort of balance.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's fitted into the dressing room like Matt Henry has terrifically, and you always know when somebody's fitting in well is that the rest of the side give him a lot of banter and give him a lot of stick, and that's just, I've noticed that today, that Mitch Sattner's got copped a bit from the boys, and so that's a good sign. That means he's settled in well, and obviously we're looking forward to seeing him play. He's a terrific all-round cricketer. He's got three disciplines in a sense that he's a brilliant fielder, terrific hard-hitting batsman, and bowls very good left-arm spin. So, you know, he's a real diamond, and him, Matt Henry, but we've also got many other terrific T20 players, and we're really looking forward to hopefully some good weather, which means that we'll get a big crowd and kick us off to a good start in that competition.
Yeah, Durham always a good side to play against.
Well, I think that, you know, Durham are an interesting side because they've got two or three really important T20 players to them, the likes of Colin Wood and Mustard and Stoneman. But I think one of their key players was Hastings, and I think they'll miss him. Usman Arshad is a terrific T20 bowler, and possibly him and Hastings were the two that really did some good damage and bowled well at the start of the innings. So it'll be interesting to see if the likes of, you know, Onions possibly can step up and fill his shoes and do the same job that Hastings did. But he did a terrific job last year, and I think they'll miss him.